Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So Achav has gotten all of Bnei Yisrael together at Har HaKarmel. Vaygash Eliyahu El Kol Ha'am. So Eliyahu came close to the entire nation. He approached the people. Vayomer Ad Mosai Atem Poschim Al Shtei Hasi'ipim. And he said, how long will you dance between two opinions? How long will you jump between two branches? A piseach is a lame person. So the way that the Radak explains it, a person who's got a problem with one leg shifts his weight from one leg to the other because, and especially if both legs are a problem, neither one can hold him up and support him. So Klal Yisrael alternates back and forth in their loyalty. Im Hashem Ho Elohim Lucha Acharav. In terms of religion, if God is the Lord, then go after him. Im HaBaal Lucha Acharav. And if the Baal, go after him. Of course, he does not say Im HaBaal Elohim, because that's not possible. The Baal cannot be God. So he just said, if it's Baal, meaning, presumably, if your choice is the Baal, make your choice. V'lo anu ha'am oso davar. And the people did not answer anything. You can't have both. Idolatry is a terrible avera. You could rationalize it all you want, but you know it's an avera. So say something. But in fact, Rashi says they were completely in doubt. Shalohayu Yodin Lahavchin, they didn't know how to choose. Which is the impact that 100 years of bad leadership can have on people in a row. It's almost as if they've forgotten their loyalty as Jews at this point. After Yerubam started them down the wrong track and they never turned around or went back. By now the guards are gone. You could go to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim. But nobody does. So turn around and go back. Interesting pshat brought down by the article. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that when you mix good and evil, that can be worse than just pure evil. Because the good that you've done allows you to rationalize that the evil is okay too. So Eliphaz ben Esau from this past week's parsha studied under Yitzchak Avinu. But at the same time, he was the father of Amalek. So it's a weird mix, like all people are. A mixture of good and bad. But in this case, a mixture of extreme good, Yitzchak Avinu, and a mixture of extreme evil, Amalek. So are the people God-fearing or are they not? They don't answer. So Eliyahu is going to promise them a spectacle that they are going to quite happily eat up. Because he's going to give them a show. Of course, it's a show with deep meaning, but they're not aware of that right now. But the Malbim says they were genuinely at a spiritual crossroads. No rain for 3 years. They know that their own evil has been goreim this. But there were many people who genuinely felt that the Baal was a god. And if the Baal is the rain god, then you can put it at his feet. So they're holding back. Their own nature is holding them back. Their own uncertainty is holding them back. So Eliyahu sees that the people are unwilling to make a decision. Baruch Hashem, they're unwilling to abandon God completely. But at the same time, they are unwilling to commit to God in any decisive way. So Eliyahu gives them an opportunity. Eliyahu says to the people, Anino sarti navi la Hashem levadi. I alone remain as a prophet of God. Now, we know that 100 Nevi'im hidden by Ovadia are still alive, but Eliyahu speaks of himself as the only Navi Hashem still remaining, so Mitzudas David says that's because he's protecting those Nevi'im, because not everybody knows that they are alive. The Chazal do say that many people did know, but didn't snitch on them to Achav and Izebel. So they were rewarded with general prosperity and military victory during this time period because at least they didn't hand over the Nevi'im to Achav. but I don't know if anybody remembers. Wow, it's a strange memory to pop into my head. But the last book, the most Gaius book of the Narnia seven books, The Last Battle, at one point they're all sitting in a stable, and this is before all the Yashka stuff really kicks in. And the dwarfs are for the dwarfs. They don't want to help the good Narnians, but they also don't want to help the terrible Calormenes. So the dwarfs are for the dwarfs. So on the one hand, maybe it's a great thing that they didn't snitch on the Nevi'im who were still alive. On the other hand, it shows that this they were really poschim al shnei hasa'ipin. They were really betwixt and between. Because at the same time, they didn't give Achav what he wanted. We're for us. Who do we believe in? Whoever's convenient at the moment. That can be a very rough way to run one's life, completely subjectively, with no objective truth. It could also be, the Meshech Chachma says, Eliyahu was the only Navi, because he's the only one who devotes himself completely to carrying out the will of Hashem. The other Nevi'im, who were holy and righteous men, were still in hiding, and not out there putting their neck on the line. Meanwhile, says Eliyahu, Nevi'ei HaBaal are Ba Meos HaChamishim Ish. The prophets of the Baal are 450 men. And notice he says Arba Meos HaChamishim Ish. He doesn't say Arba Meos HaChamishim Nevi'im, because they're not. They are just ordinary men pretending to be Nevi'im. Where's the Nevi'ei HaAsherah? They didn't come. Yizevel kept them away and protected them. She did not respect Eliyahu. She did not respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, she forbade them to come because she had a bad feeling about how this was going to go. As we said a time or two ago, the incumbent has nothing to gain from a debate. Yizevel was savvier than Achav, politically speaking. Achav didn't see the trap that was being laid. But now, says Eliyahu, there's one of me and 450 of them. How long are you going to dance between? Let's have a test.